This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
That's all we have time for in this episode, inshallah. Please do join us for the next episode of The Power of Dhikr. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Make me alive again. Give me a fresh start. Search in my heart, please. Wash the filth away. Don't leave me drowning here, alone and astray. Don't leave me drowning here, alone and astray. Wash all the filth away, unchange my dead heart. Make me alive again. Give me a fresh start. Search in my heart, please. Wash the filth away. Don't leave me drowning here, alone and astray. Don't leave me drowning here, alone and astray.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to The Power of Dhikr. In this episode, inshallah, we're going to begin to look at a few of the circumstances and the situations in which a Muslim should be doing dhikr or should be mentioning their adhkar. We're going to look at the circumstances, and we're also going to look at some of the adhkar themselves and to read them out for you, and also to tell you where you can find authentic dhikr that you can mention at these specific times. So we're going to begin by looking at the sources. And primarily, I want to recommend to you two places today that are easy for every single one of you, wherever you are in the world, and likewise, whatever language you speak, it's very, very, very easy for you to get access to these particular adhkar. The first is a book. And the book that I think every single Muslim should have along with them all the time is a book called Fortress of the Muslim. In Arabic, it's called Hisnul Muslim. Hisnul Muslim. And this book, Fortress of the Muslim, it's a very small book. It's a very, very cheap book. It's only a tiny little book. And it contains in it many of the most important of the places that you can do your dhikr and your adhkar. And likewise, it contains in it authentic dhikr and authentic dua for many different circumstances and situations. So if you don't have a copy, get a copy. If you don't have a copy for every member of your family, make sure every member of your family has a little copy they keep with them, because you're in constant need of remembering Allah, like Allah Azza wa Jal tells us, O you who believe, remember Allah with much remembrance. And likewise, you're in need to remember Allah bil ghuduwi wal asal, in the morning and in the evening and throughout the day. So you need to remember Allah, so this is a useful book. For those of you who can't get hold of the book, or as an alternative to the book, I'd like to recommend to you a website. And this website is duas.com, www.duas.com. And this book, this website, duas.com, it has on it many of the authentic adhkar from Fortress of the Muslim and from other books, from the Sahihain, Sahih al-Bukhari and Sahih Muslim, and from the Sunan al-Arba'a, from the Jami' of Imam al-Tirmidhi, and the Sunan of al-Imam al-Nasa'i, and the Sunan of al-Imam Abi Dawud, and the Sunan of al-Imam Ibn Majah, that are authentic, and from other places as well. So it is combined many of the books of dua, many of the books of adhkar, and the owners and the maintainers of the site are very careful that the duas and the adhkar that are put on there are authentic. And this is critical, because we said our deeds will not be accepted by Allah unless they are in accordance with the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So what I'm going to do is, I have open here the website in front of me, and we're going to look at some of the examples in which a Muslim should be doing certain adhkar, and give some examples of those adhkar insha'Allah ta'ala, to make a kind of a course towards the end of these episodes, towards the end of the series insha'Allah, where you can sort of learn some of the du'as of the morning and the evening, and you can learn some of the du'as of going to sleep and waking up, and you can learn some of the du'as before and after the prayer and during the prayer, And hopefully this will be a means for you to develop your knowledge of dhikr and adhkar and put it into practice. Because we've talked a lot about the rules, the principles, the values, the virtues, the importance, the framework of dhikr in Islam. And now inshaAllah ta'ala, we're going to give some practical examples of some of the dhikr you can do. Of course, we've already given the example and the very important example of those four words. Subhanallah, alhamdulillah, la ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, in addition to La Hawla Wa La Quwwata Illa Billah. And now we're looking at more specific examples. So what we're going to look at in this episode, inshallah, are the adhkar of the morning and the evening. Now there are many of these, and I don't believe that we will get through every single one, but let's look at a few of the adhkar of the morning and the evening. First of all, when in the morning and when in the evening. So we're looking at the time here. In the morning, ideally, you want to be doing these adhkar after the Fajr prayer. And if you can sit in the masjid after the Fajr prayer and do them until sunrise, that's even better. But ideally you want to sit in your place after the prayer, Salaamu Alaikum Warahmatullah, Salaamu Alaikum Warahmatullah. And then you want to begin your adhkar after the salah, and then when you finish your adhkar from after the prayer, you want to begin with the adhkar of morning and evening. Now those are the morning ones. As for the evening, there are two times that the scholars of Islam mention, either after the Asr prayer, or after the Maghrib prayer. And this is to do with the difference of opinion amongst them as to what the evening means. Al-Masa, whether Al-Masa begins after Asr or after Maghrib, and whichever it is that you do, inshaAllah ta'ala, it will be acceptable by Allah Azza wa Jal, after Asr or after Maghrib, that you mention these same du'as with some slight variations. Now I will mention that Fortress of the Muslim is an exceptionally good book. But it does have one or two, very few, very, very few, but one or two hadith in it that are not 100% authentic. So hopefully, inshallah, we'll be able to sort of skip over those and focus on the ones that are authentic. And that's what the people who are responsible for the website, du'as.com, have done as well. So inshallah ta'ala, we're going to look at the authentic du'as for the morning and the evening. And like I said, we're going to give some examples. So this is after Fajr, and either after Asr or after Maghrib. So we begin with the first of the du'as of the morning and the evening, and these are not in any particular order, but this is just an example of some of the du'as that you say and some of the meanings, so we understand some of the dhikr that we say, you know, some of the adhkar that we say, and we call these adhkar as-sabah wal-masa, the dhikr of morning and evening. So the first one is this statement, in which we say, asbahna wa asbah al-mulku lillah walhamdulillah, la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lah, له الملك وله الحمد وهو على كل شيء قدير رب أسألك خير ما في هذا اليوم وخير ما بعده وأعوذ بك من شر هذا اليوم وشر ما بعده رب أعوذ بك من الكسل وسوء الكبر رب أعوذ بك من عذاب في النار وعذاب في القبر. So this means we have reached the morning. And of course in the evening, we change this slightly, and instead of saying asbahna, we say amsayna. And this asbahna is that we have woken up in the morning, and amsayna is that we have reached the evening. So we have reached the morning, and at this time, all sovereignty and all praise is for Allah. All sovereignty and all praise is for Allah. All of the dominion, the universe, the control of the universe, it's all for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And all praises for Allah. And we talked about some of the meanings of Alhamd in previous episodes. La ilaha illallah. And we talked about some of the virtues and the meanings of La ilaha illallah again in previous episodes. There is no God worthy of worship except Allah. Alone and with no partner. Emphasizing it. Wahdahu la sharika. To Him belongs all sovereignty and praise, and He is capable of all things. Or He is able to do all things. My Lord, I ask You for the good of this day, and the good of what follows it. And I seek refuge in You from the evil of this day and the evil of what follows it. My Lord, I seek refuge with You from a laziness and from pride, from laziness and from the evil of pride. And I take refuge in You from the torment of the fire and the torment of the grave. Subhanallah. This is such a comprehensive dhikr, such a comprehensive thing. That you remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with all of these wonderful words. It contains in it Alhamdulillah, it contains La ilaha illallah, it contains the statement that Allah is the only one, or Allah is able to do all things and the only one who is able to do all things. And then after that, you mention, O Allah, I ask You for the good of this day. and the good of what comes after. And save me from the bad of this day and the bad of what is going to come after. And then you seek refuge with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the disbelief and from the evil and from laziness and from the evil of pride. And you seek refuge with Allah from being punished in the grave and being punished in the hellfire. And that is such a comprehensive dhikr that you can make in the morning. Another of the adhkar that you can make in the morning is the statement that we make, Allahumma bika asbahna, wa bika amsayna, wa bika nahya, wa bika namut, wa ilayka an-nushur. And this one again changes slightly in the evening. So in the evening we say, Allahumma bika amsayna, wa bika asbahna, wa bika nahya, wa bika namut, wa ilayka al-masir. So slight changes, and those changes are written both on the website I mentioned and in Fortress of the Muslim as well. You can see both of them. And this means, O Allah, by your leave, with your help, we have reached the morning. And again, we will reach the evening. By your help, we will reach the evening. And by you, we live. And for you, we die. So our life and our death is for Allah. Like Allah Azza wa Jalla says in the Quran, قُلْ إِنَّ صَلَاتِ وَنُسُكِ وَمَحْيَايَ وَمَمَاتِ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Say, indeed, my prayer and my sacrifice and my living and my dying are for Allah, Lord of the worlds. And to you is our resurrection. Or in the evening we say, to you is our final destination. So subhanAllah, again we're emphasizing this belief of ours that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one that sustains us, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one that provides for us, that we only live because Allah keeps us alive, and we die when Allah wishes for us to die, and we are going to be returned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, affirming our belief, affirming our iman, affirming our tawheed. Another of the adhkar that we say in the morning and the evening is this statement, Asbahna ala fitratil Islam وكلمة الإخلاص ودين نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وملة أبينا إبراهيم حنيفا مسلما وما كان من المشركين. We rise, or we wake up, upon the fitra of Islam. And the fitra of Islam is لا إله إلا الله, the fact that there is no God worthy of worship except Allah. And we wake up upon the kalima of ikhlas, the word of ikhlas, لا إله إلا الله. Again, it's integrating the meanings of La ilaha illallah. We wake upon monotheism, worshipping Allah alone, not making any partner with Him. And upon the religion of our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And upon the religion of our father Ibrahim, the way of our father Ibrahim. The religion of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam in the specifics, the halal and the haram and so on and so forth. And this is the religion of Ibrahim. And the religion of Ibrahim was that he did not make any partner with Allah. And that's why we affirm Hanifan Musliman, that he was a Muslim of true faith. He was firm upon the religion of Islam. He did not make a partner with Allah. And he submitted himself to Allah, and he was not from the mushrikeen. He was not from those who made a partner with Allah Azza wa Jal. He was not from those who associated others with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's why we consider that the religion of the prophets is one. The religion of the prophets is not multiple religions. They all had the same belief and affirming the same thing. So those are a few examples, and we only covered a couple of examples of the du'as that we say in the morning and the evening. You can go back to Fortress of the Muslim. You can go back to du'as.com, duas.com, and you can have a look at all of the different du'as and the remembrance and the dhikr in the morning and the evening that we make. And there are many, and they protect us from many things. There are things that we say that are just for the morning and just for the evening, and they protect us for the whole night, or they protect us for the whole day. So these adhkar are vital and critical. It's an important time to make them. So please do go back to them, learn them, teach them to your children, and practice them yourself. Insha'Allah ta'ala, we're going to be looking at a different time for dua in the next episode, insha'Allah ta'ala. Until then, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Make me alive again. Give me a fresh start. So check my heart, please. Wash the filth away. Don't leave me drowning here, alone and astray. Don't leave me drowning here, alone and astray. Make me alive again. Give me a fresh start. So gentle.